Honored to be able to speak to you folks. I'm just an ordinary rancher. I don't have any doctors or PhDs, but it's very interesting, the program this morning. They've covered a lot of things that I do, and it's interesting to me to find out why I do all these things. I'm from the O'Hare Ranch. A little background, we're a family operation started in 1896. My great-grandparents homesteaded on the northern edge of the Nebraska sand hills. Later on, my great-grandmother, or my grandmother, kept the ranch going by selling turkeys during the Depression and sending them to Chicago. So that kept our ranch going. My father had a partnership with my grandparents, and it was a Hereford cow operation. He bought the operation out in the mid-50s, and then later on bought the land. In the early 60s, he started farming. Late in the 60s and the 70s, he went to an Angus cow herd, and it was easy to see our cows because there were very, very few Angus cows in that part of the country at that time. He also started crossbreeding the Angus cows to Charley Bulls, which is a very good cross, fed out the calves, and was very successful. In the mid-70s, he started farming, farmed about 2,000 acres. We ran about a 700-cow-calf operation and a 1,500-head finishing operation. My brother and I came into the operation in the late 70s, about 79. We were hit hard in the early 80s by the ag crisis. We managed to make it through it. We still farmed about 1,500 acres, run about 500 cows. And it was a struggle for several years. How we got started in the heifer business. My father was in Montana buying feeder cattle, looking at steers, and he called back and says, boy, heifers are a lot cheaper. So we said, okay, go ahead and buy heifers. Then he called back later and says, you know, maybe we should breed these heifers. So we talked it over on the phone, and between my father and my brother and myself, we decided we would try breeding heifers and selling bred heifers. And it worked. We brought them back to Nebraska. There was about 500 head. We sold all the heifers in a short period of time, and three bunches as it worked. And about this time, we sold the cow herd, decided to concentrate on the bred heifer program. The next year, we ended up with about 1,200 head. He had purchased in Montana again. We had attended several meetings about AI, pelvic measure, and such and so forth. And a lot of the callers that called on the heifers wanted to know if the heifers were pelvic measured, want to know the EPD of the bulls, and want to know the background of the heifers, the breeding and such and so forth. We didn't know any of that. So the next year, with the 1,200 head, we decided we were going to pelvic measure the heifers, keep track of the pelvic measures, and we had decided we were going to AI the heifers. We used Synchromate B. Maybe some of you have heard of that. Maybe you haven't. It's a way back when. It's how you synchronized heifers. We had one guy do it. We were very inexperienced in what was going on. One guy bred all 1,200 head of heifers in 2 days. It was a disaster. Somewhere along the line, we had found a dairy vet recommended to us so we could preg check the heifers at an early stage. And he came out and preg checked those heifers, and of course it was a disaster with about a 33% conception rate, so we needed to find some more bull power. The next year, we had ABS help us set up an AI program, a little better program than we'd had the year before. We started using MGA and a prostaglandin with a shot on day 17. We heat detected and bred the heifers 12 hours after they were pulled. after several years, we got together with UNL. I think somebody mentioned Doug Deitcher was his name. He came to us and said, we think maybe the shot on day 19 would work better. So we did a project with him, with our heifers, and day 19 did work better. And the conception rate came up. The heat detection percentage came up. That we used that program for several years. And we would also heat detect on the second cycle and then turn in the bulls after we were done heat detecting. Again, using the dairy vet to preg check, he was pretty accurate. But there was a few fell through the cracks that, you know, he missed being pregnant or not pregnant or whatever. So in the mid-1990s, ultrasound came out to us anyway, and we decided to start using ultrasound, and that worked very well, and we did not lose many heifers through the cracks because it was very accurate. Also in the mid-1990s, we had found a computer program that we could keep track of our heifers. We had a system where we were breeding about four head at a time. We like to keep track of who bred them, where the heifers come from, when they were bred, such and so forth. The computer program worked very good. It also helped us. We used EID buttons, a reader. It also helped us keep better track of the heifers. Prior to that, we were yelling numbers and everybody writing down the wrong numbers. Later on, a few years later, at the suggestion of ABS regional manager Larry Rowden, we looked into mass breeding. We were running out of AI help. It was hard to find people that would help us heat detect that we thought were good heat detectors. So we went to a mass program. It was a lot easier on the cattle. There was a lot less stress on them. There was a lot less stress on me lining everything up. We still do heat detect the second cycle and turn the bulls in when we are done AIing. With ultrasound, it is very simple to for a good sort between the AI'd heifers and the bull bred heifers. Presently, we breed about 1,800 head using two AI barns at the front of a double alley and a bud box. We do this in about 3 days. We still use MGA in the 14 days. For 14 days, and the prostaglandin is shot on day 19. We don't heat detect prior to mass breeding. All the heifers are given a GNRH shot at breeding. Several years ago, I had been to some meetings, and they talked about the cedars and how great they were. I thought we could improve our conception rate using the cedars. So we ran a trial, along with the help from the University of Nebraska and ABS. They helped me line it all up. We ran 1,400 head. We split them up 700 head for cedars, so 14 days, and 700 head with the MGA for 14 days. The results were very similar. So today, I think cedars are a good project, but for me, the cost and the running the heifers through the chute, we went back to using MGA, prostaglandin, and the GRNRH. How have we kept in business for the last 26 years? We try to buy good heifers. All of our heifers are purchased. We try to buy Angus Hereford Cross. Stay away from all the crossbred heifers other than the Angus and the Angus Hereford Cross. We've been able to buy several groups year after year after year for, we think, a reasonable price. My father used to buy heifers in Montana, as he said earlier, and that's kind of where we got started. And we contracted heifers. We'd contract heifers in August for delivery in October. Worked very well. And then after several years, the sellers kept saying, well, we want to contract our heifers sooner. We ended up contracting some heifers in May at a high price. The fall, we still had the bred heifers on hand. The market fell out from under us, and so that was not a very good year for us. We still try to buy from the same ranches, but we do it in the fall, so we don't have two crops of cattle on hand at the same time. Another way we've been successful is we still pelvic measure our heifers. We palpate them. And it's one of the things that helps our customers keep coming back to us. They always say that service is a big seller. We keep track of all the people that buy heifers from us. We try to contact them. If they have problems, we try to make them happy. I bought some heifers back, sight unseen, that they said died. I've had them take, they said the heifer slipped calf, took the sale barn. We pay the difference. We try to keep our customers happy so they will come back. Mistakes we've made. We've made a lot of mistakes over the years, tried some things that did not work. I found you do not run your heifers through the chute on day 5, 6, or 7. It's a very fragile state for the embryo. We did that 1 year. We lost a lot of embryos and it ended up with a very poor conception rate. We try not to stress the heifers at all, if at all possible. Seems like too many people around, the heifers really get nervous, and it's a big stress factor. Some of the ways we've been successful, the double alley and the bud box is less stress on the cattle, less stress on the people. MGA, if you're using the MGA system, it's very important that every heifer gets her dose of MGA every day. AI has been a big seller for us. When we first started AIing and selling bred heifers, there weren't a lot of people in the country doing that, and they couldn't hardly believe that we could sell a heifer that we could say was bred in, you know, 4 or 5 days, and she was going to calve in 10 days. A lot of people did not believe that was possible. They bought heifers, they found out it was possible. A lot of them became repeat customers. Pelvic measurement still helps our program, the palpating, so we get more bred heifers. We've used a calving ease bull. We work very closely with ABS. We've used the same bull for 12 years. He's been, our customers like him, we like him. Overall, I would say, what's made us successful is the use of AI, the use of ultrasound, the use of pelvic measurement, good service to our customers, and that's what's made our program successful. Thank you.